You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I are laughing right now because my former office crush that I love so much, a British woman named Selena, she and her husband Jason moved back to the UK several years ago. And I was telling Jeremy off the air, to me, they're like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. You know that funny relationship they have where they send snarky posts
to each other a little bit, yes, and they call each other out on stupid things.
All the time. They're hilarious. Gosh. And can you share?
Well, what? In a roundabout way, Jason, did we say their names?
It doesn't matter.
So Jason, Selena's wife, was talking about how he got the first vaccine shot, and he posted it, you know, on his Facebook. And her reply was, seriously though, nobody gives a blank that you've had your vaccine bore off, she said, like, bug off. That's so true now. I think we are kind of at the point where we've seen so many of these posts now on Facebook that you got the shot. We're like, okay. Okay, right. Great. Nobody cares now.
So I have to, first of all,
it's funny.
To Selena, you get that. Thank you for that. That's funny. But I will tell you that when I got home last night, I started to have some fun with the fact that everybody posts, you know, got my shot.
Yeah. Here's my card. Yay.
So what I was going to post, I actually even typed it out and then I erased it and I didn't post it, was I was going to say something along the lines of, I think these pharmacy techs are new. And they say, did anyone else get their second shot in the neck?
Right. Okay. So that would have worked.
Because I know that about 25% of people would not have gotten it and would have been like, oh my God, you need to talk to somebody. You should have asked for the manager.
Right. Then the other 25% would be like, why are you, you know, promoting shots in the neck? That's offensive. Or, you know, there would have been the outraged people. You know, why would you do that? Why would you scare people? So I'm glad you deleted that.
Probably best that I didn't post it.
Probably best.
Oh, it's funny. Hey, it's Friday. It's No Filter Friday. But we do have a theme this week, and we want every listener to call in and chat with us about this, because somehow this came up on the show the other day, too, about food. It was some story in the trending report.
They said the best form of therapy was just sitting down and having a meal or a food that you love. Wasn't it? It was therapy food.
Right.
So, yeah. You all right?
But where we went from that was this whole thing about family food traditions, too. Uh-huh. Like, they talked about the number of families that do the same food on the same day of the week, every week, mm-hmm, whether it's Taco Tuesday or some people do. Didn't you say you have friends who do pizza every single Friday?
We had neighbors that every Friday you would see the little pizza guy come zipping up, parks, and delivers the pizza every Friday.
Mm-hmm. And I had, I wouldn't say they're friends, I had acquaintances several years ago that their family was spaghetti every Saturday. Without fail, every Saturday was spaghetti. Yeah. And if they were going to be somewhere where they couldn't stay home and have spaghetti, they would eat it out somewhere.
You can't break tradition.
They couldn't break their tradition. And I said, how long have you guys been doing that? And they looked at each other like, since the first, their kids were 14 and 16 or whatever. So apparently for like 20 years, they had been doing spaghetti every Saturday.
Wow.
I didn't grow up in a house like that, and I've never had a day set aside like that.
I feel like the specialness, is that a word, of it would wear off, you know, like, oh, it's Tuesday, it's tacos again. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Although I guess there are some people who thrive on routine and they kind of have it. Like if a Tuesday came by and you didn't have tacos, your day would just
Your whole week would be thrown off. Then,
yeah,
right. Yeah. So we're
going to
throw that out there today then?
We're going to throw that out, or anything else that you want to talk about, because it's No Filter Friday, but we would love to know, maybe because Jeremy and I didn't get to grow up in this environment, we want to know what your family food tradition was. Let's see. We're going to start with Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
So, did you have one of these family food traditions?
We do.
What is it?
We have venison on Christmas Eve.
That is twisted and delightful.
It's very delightful to eat.
But having, you know,
you're like, eating reindeer.
You're eating
on
reindeer.
I mean, that's
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, all on your plate.
Well, we don't name them. We just
You should
come up and eat them.
You know, Jeremy, you said it exactly right. It's funny and twisted at the same time.
It sure is. It really
is.
And
how do you first explain that to your children, like, when they're six?
What are we eating? Deer.
My daughter loves it. I don't know if they've quite made the connection yet.
How do you prepare it?
In a cast iron skillet with some butter and salt and pepper.
Yum. I will say I've never had deer. I've had elk.
My brother will go deer hunting each year, get a deer, and do deer sausage. And I know animal lovers, I'm sorry. But that the venison sausage, breakfast sausage,
it's
pretty. Listen to Stephanie.
What are your sides with the deer, Stephanie? What kind of sides?
Kind of just depends.
Mashed potatoes, probably.
Grandma's noodles, mashed potatoes, peas, salad.
What's grandma's noodles?
You had me at grandma's noodles. So.
What is that?
Thicker egg noodles.
Why are they? So they're just those wide egg noodles. Why are they grandma's? Yes.
Grandma makes them.
That's what they're called. They're grandma's noodles. I buy them at Safeway.
It sounds like
it's actually the
brand
name.
I thought it was your grandma.
Yeah, we thought it was something.
It almost sounds like how you like put your grandma down if she's crazy, you know? Oh, old grandma noodles over there.
Stephanie, you're delightful. Thanks for getting us off to a good start. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys too.
Bye, Steph.
Man, that's great.
That was awesome.
Reindeer on Christmas Eve.
Perfect.
Wow.
So good.
Who's next? Oh, look out. It's an evil Heather. Hey, Heather, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Super.
So good. What do you got for us?
So we had a family tradition growing up of pizza video on Saturday night. And so we'd always go rent a movie, you know, at the infamous Blockbuster, and go get pizza, and we'd watch it as a family. And so I actually carry that on with my four kids now. And we still call it pizza video, even though they have no idea what I'm talking about when I say video. They just know it means movie.
Yeah. Right. We used to do the same thing growing up, except my parents, we would all make our own pizza, even the crust, you know, the dough and all that. It would be a whole process. Yeah. We'd make pizza and watch. We'd go rent all the Disney movies, you know, that came out.
Did you use a boboli to do that, or did you make your own crust?
We made our own crust. It was like the dough and the, you know, they ball it up and flatten it out.
Yeah. Could you do that thing where you toss it in the air and
all day long? I could.
Well, you can't not make your own crust and not do that.
You gotta.
Truth.
What's the movie? What's the video for this Saturday then?
Well, funny enough, my kids are grounded from screens for 2 weeks right now. And that includes.
No pizza video this weekend.
It's going to be like a picnic video or picnic pizza, something like that.
So you're not going to give up the pizza, just they don't get to watch a screen.
Right. We do pancakes on Fridays, though, as well. Pancake night on Friday night, because mom's done cooking for the week and tired, and so we just throw pancakes on the griddle on Friday nights.
It's one of the easiest meals, isn't it?
I think I want to live at your house. Can we crash over at
pancakes
your house?
And then pizza?
Come on anytime.
Man,
I'd be glad to have
you. Oh, man, that sounds great. Listen, thanks for being on the show. Have a fun day.
You as well.
Bye, Heather.
My evil Heather scored today, man. Mm-hmm. Pancake Friday night and pizza Saturday night?
It's great.
Here comes Madison. Hello, Madison. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so a few years ago, my parents and I would do Village Inn every Wednesday, mainly because it was free pie night. But then we changed things up, and now every Monday we do Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I want to be in your family. Yeah. What's your Chick-fil-A order?
I usually get the spicy deluxe.
Whoa, living on the edge.
Do you have the Chick-fil-A sauce at home? Do you get the little tubs of that or whatever?
No, I wish. I need to.
Buy the squirty bottle. They get the squirty bottles.
The squirty bottles
now.
Are in the stores, man. It's Chick-fil-A sauce.
That's amazing. I need to go get that right now.
I love
the pie night every Wednesday. That's fantastic,
too. What was your go-to pie?
Yes. I would typically do French silk.
All right. Okay. Yeah, wouldn't be my first choice. I like that weird lime one that they have. It's kind of jiggly, you know? It's the is it a key
you're
lime or whatever?
Jiggly.
Key lime? Yeah, I guess that would be my second choice.
I think that would be my go-to.
Madison, you're delightful. Thanks for being on the show. Have a fun weekend.
Thank you. You guys too.
Bye, Madison.
Thank you so much. Here comes Laura. Laura, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're excellent. What do you got?
Okay, so it's not a family meal, but this is an embarrassing moment that happened to me yesterday, and I really hope it's happened to other people. I was at King Soopers getting my groceries, and the line was all the way down the freezer section. And I'm like, wow, it's going to take me forever to check out. So I'm waiting a good solid 2.5 minutes. And I hear the person behind me kind of muffled because they had their mask on. I don't know why the line is so long. We have an appointment. And I turned and I said, an appointment? For what? And she said, for a COVID shot. And I said, wait, this isn't the line to check out? To pay for your food? And she said, no. And I look up and I realize that no one else had groceries on this line except me.
That's fantastic.
You big goof.
I was so embarrassed and I called my sister to tell her. And her husband was taking her son to the park and he was waiting in line. And this guy walked up and the guy said, open your trunk. And he's like, okay, I guess they're checking for booze or something. Nope, they put a box of food in his car. Oh. He went in the food lane at the food bank. And my sister said, you have to go give it back. And he said, I'm not going back.
Oh, come on.
So now they're eating the food because they feel guilty.
Your family does not pay attention very well, do they?
No, you guys are really easily distracted, aren't you?
You be careful today.
Man.
Yeah. I will. You guys have a great day.
Thank you for the
laughs. God, I love No Filter Friday.